Karabosi, today's daf is Nedarim daf Gimel. We started this up yesterday, and we pointed out that the Mishnah talks about three different types of things. First of all, obviously, Nedarim, the actual vow itself, talks about Kinuyim, which is slang, different phrases, different types of words to indicate a Neder. And also something called Yados, which means a broken phrase, a half a phrase, that doesn't completely explain what the speaker intended. And we talked about all those three halachos. So the question we had left off with was, why do we mention kinuyim and then talk about the halachos of yados? So why do we mention the slang first, right? The first line of the Mishnah, called kinuyim nedarim kinedarim. And then at the end, it starts talking about the yados, right? Mefreshani ilcha, meruchukani mimcha. Why do we jump into the yados again? And it said that really it's a chizuri mechzer, it's missing some words. Really, should have mentioned yados and kinuyim. And then the Gemara asked, well, then why do we start explaining the Yados? Why don't we start explaining the Kinuyim? And then the Gemara had said that sometimes we explain the first thing in a list, and sometimes we explain the last thing in a list. And the last thing we saw was, right, the top line on Gilman and Aleph, we said, Lav Dafka, that it's not always, remember, the Mishnah gives a list, right? It doesn't always start explaining the first thing or the last thing, right? It varies, right? It doesn't, there's no really rhyme or reason. So the Gemara says now, just Yibayis Ema, third line. Another way to answer that question is Yados, I see the Asim Mijasha, the first Lahon Beresha. Now, since we're going to learn in a minute that Yados, the concept of these half phrases, which also create a nether, and the fact that that works is learned through a drasha, as we're going to learn in a second. Now, therefore, it was more dear to Rebbe, is more due to the Mishnah, right, as opposed to the Kinuyim, which, as we'll explain in a second, is just pretty, not Pashut, but it's pretty Pashut, and you don't need a drasha to learn it out, so therefore we mentioned it first. The Gemara says, okay, fine, but liftach adin bereisha. So then why don't we start talking about Yados? Meaning we should have said, call Yados ken nedarim. So the Gemara says, miftach patach kinuyim deraisa bereisha, v'hadim mefarish Yados dasin la midrasha. Well, it started off with the one that's deraisa. Now, that's not exactly accurate. Both of them are deraisa, right? Both kinuyim and Yados are legitimate nedarim midaraisa, but what it means here is that the one that is pasha, that is self-evident, that is obvious. Again, as we'll see in a second, I'm not sure if we'll see in a second. Oh yeah, we'll see in a second. And also the Tosus and I think the Ran over here explain that kinuyim are basically, and it makes a lot of sense that a person can take a nether in, let's say, English or Hebrew, or not Hebrew, but for a different language, or some other language of korban, or some other language of nether. That makes a lot of sense. So that we taught first. And then we talked about the yados that were, we mentioned the yados that were midrasha, but since they were midrasha, that we learned from midrasha, we started about the halachos with yados. The problem is, the Gemara says, Hani chalaman darma kinuyim lashon adarim, lashon nachrim him. So that only works, now this we're going to learn later in about a week, that this machlokas, what kinuyim are. Right? I've been saying that they're slang or different phrases that refer to another. One mandamar holds that they're simply non-Hebrew versions, non-Hebrew languages, English, Chinese, Spanish, in that way, you can understand that Nedarim and Kinuyim are Pashut. El Lamanda Amar, that they're Daraisa, that they're clear, that they're very logical. El Lamanda Amar, Lashon Shebadu Lehen Chachamim, Leos Noder Bel Ma'ik Lamimar. But could the other Manda Amar, who says that the Gemara and forget already, okay, a little bit later, that says that, that the Chachamim came up with this, came up with these different languages. So what are you going to say? That's not Pashut Midaraisa. Right? That's already definitely maybe Darabanan, or maybe that's also just like a drasha. So Gemara says, you're right, in a Chinami, but Mikatani Yados. But the Mishnah doesn't list Yados, right, at all. Right? We love Chasuri Mechzarka, v'lav Chasuri Ka Mechzartala. We pointed out that the Mishnah was missing words, Chasuri Mechzara. So therefore, when you rephrase the Mishnah, just switch around. Right? Aktiv Nami, v'tani Yados. So therefore, you should switch the Mishnah, put Yados first, and you should say, call Yados Nedarim Kenedarim, call Kinui Nedarim Kenedarim, Ve'elu Hen Yados. Meaning you should have just listed the Yados first, and then the Kinuyim, and then explain the Yados, and Ha'omer L'chaveiro, etc. Ve'elu Hen Kinuyim, Konam, Kolonach, Konas, right, those are the different types of Kinuyim, the different types of slang. Right, so again, you should have just reordered when you were chisuri mechzara, right, to use chisuri mechzara as a verb, when you chisuri mechzarad the Mishnah, you should have just written that, oh yeah, it should list Yados first and then go on to Kinuyim. Okay, if Yados Heichak says, how do you know that Yados, these partially half broken statements, are just as good as a nether, that they work to create a nether? So how do you? So the pasuk says, "Ish ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem." Our person takes lindor neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem. Again, you see that. Pay attention to the double language. It says it twice: lindor neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem. Okay. So v'atanya, and we learned that right. So that nazir lahazir lasos kinoi nazirus kinazirus. That it has that if you have some sort of slang for it, for taking a neder to be a nazir, that that works. V'yados nazirus kinazirus, and similarly, that works. And yados as well. That the half statements of a nazir. If a guy says I will be, so maybe we'll have to see that in the Gemara. But in nazir when we get to it, but that could work as well. Inli el benazirus, right? So benedar minayin. How do you know that that also applies to neder? That the kinuyim and the yados work by neder. Tamalomar. Therefore, the pasuk says ish kifli lindor neder nazir lazir l'Hashem. Right? Makish nazirus. The nedarim, right? That pasuk connects the two, a neder and a nazir, right? Those things are mentioned back to back in the pasuk. Nedarim, unedarim, the nazirus. Right? Ma nazirus, also bo yados nazirus can nazirus. Right? Again, we connect the halachos of neder and nazir, right, in a lot of places, and the Gemara explains, right, which all these possibilities. Just like nazirus, right? We said that the yados and let's start with the yados, right? Ma nazirus also be yados nazirus can nazirus. Af nedarim also behem yados nedarim can nedarim. Just like by a nazir, if you have a half statement at work, so to by neder. Uma nedarim over b'bal yachel u'bal ta'acher. Right? And just like by a neder, you can violate bal yachel and bal ta'acher. What are those yisurim? So bal yachel is that you shouldn't go against what you promised to do, and bal ta'acher you shouldn't delay what you promised to do. So af benazirus, so too you can have those yisurim of over about the yachel, about the acher, right, that you can violate those yisurim. We'll have to explain exactly how does that work by nazir. We'll get to that in the end of today's daf. And also, man and darim ha'av mefer nidre bito mefer ubal mefer nidre ishto, right? Just like by a nether, right, a father can get rid of the nether of his daughter, and the husband can get rid of the nether of his wife. Af benazir, so too by nazir, right? If a daughter or a wife decides to be nazir, the father or the husband can get rid of it. Right, af Afa nizirus, right? Aha av mefer nizirus pito ubal mefer nizirus ishta. Okay, so now the Gemara just says, in terms of my shnag abe nizirus, the chsiv nezir lahazir, and nadarim nami haksiv lindor neder. Why did you use the double language of nazir lahazir to teach me this drasha and then connect nazir to neder? Right, you have the words lindor neder, right? They're also a double language of neder, right there in the pasuk as well. And vacational emily that you don't need, you have the same thing. Right? If you're learning the fact that all these things work, all the yados and the kinuyim work by nazir, because you have a double language in the pasuk, well, you have the same thing by neder. Forget the connection between nazir and neder. You can just learn from the fact that it says neder twice, right? Lindor neder. As Gemara says, ikas of lindor neder, if you only would have had used that as the source, right? Kedichsiv nazir lahazir, kedah amarta. Right, again, the language, if you look at the pasuk, right, the order is different. The pasuk says lindor neder nazir lahazir. Right, by the nazir the noun is first. By the neder the verb is first. If it would have had the same order, then the kamarta l'tzorech hakesh, you wouldn't need the hakesh. Ba'ashta d'ktiv lindor neder, since it has the verb first, then dibetor kolashim be'adam. That's just simply that's not the Torah using a double language to teach me halacha. That's the Torah just speaking like people normally speak. Right? We know that the Torah sometimes does this, and therefore you don't learn anything right from that intriguing language because that's how people used to talk. Problem with that is hani chalaman damer disay dibetor kolashim be'adam. Right? Only some people hold. Right? Again, that's I forget where that Gemara is. Right? Ron quotes over here. Where is that? In the Gemara in. Can't find it. Can't find it. But either way, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. That's according to one mandamer, right? The Torah does this. That the Torah speaks like people usually do. El mandamer, the less like the Torah kolash medayadam. But if you don't hold of that, if you hold that the Torah always is trying to teach you something when it has some sort of strange language, it's not just trying to use the common language of people. So my lindor neder, my avid bay. What is hi lindor neder, my avid bay? What does he do with that repetition in the pasuk? So darishle, they learn it, they use it to teach lasos yados nedarim kinedarim umakish nizirus nedarim. To say that he learns it the reverse, that the yados work by a neder and therefore they also work by a nazir. Well, according to that, the problem is that then nazir lahazir darishle, right? And what do you use nazir lahazir? Right? If you're learning the fact that yados work by nazir because it works by a neder, so then that the pasuk nazir lahazir that we use to teach me that Yodah's work by Nazir is open and available. So what does that teach me? That Darsh Lay, Melameh Shanazirus Chala Nazirus, that you can have two Nazirus back to back. If a person says, I will be a Nazir, I will be a Nazir, that's not one Nazirus, that's two. He has to do two sets, let's say 30 days. Right? The minimum shear for Nazirus is 30 days. So you'd have to do 60 days of Nazirus instead of 30. Okay. According to the one who holds that the Torah does speak normally, right, and use the way that people normally speak, and therefore you need to use the hekesh between Nazir and Neder to teach me the halacha. Unazir lahazir darish lasos yados nazirus kenazirus. Nazirus kama, and he uses that pasuk Nazir lahazir to teach me that yados work by Nazir. So how does he learn? Shenazirus chala nazirus minale. How does he learn? Right, that you can that's a thing, that you can have a Nazirus on top of a Nazirus. Or if a person is already a Nazir and says, I will be a Nazir, he has to have another set of Nazirus. Like we said, if a person says, I'll be a Nazir, he has to keep two sets of Nazirus. How does he learn that halacha? So, Hanicha is really commandamari Nazirus chal Nazirus. Well, it would work out very nicely if he held that that's not a thing, that you can't have two Nazirus one on top of the other. Ella bought is really commandamari Nazirus chal Nazirus. But if he does hold that that's a thing, so then, Minale, how does he know, right, that's true? There's a name akra, because he said, because you can learn it from that pasuk. Because name akra lizor, because the pasuk should have said lizor. My lazir, what does it mean? Lehazir, to become a nazir. So shmati minatarti. So you can learn both. Right, you should have said nazir lizor, and since it didn't, since it said lehazir, to become a nazir, right, we can learn that you will become a nazir again if you say it twice. Another answer, B'mar Rava Amri, and Eretz Yisrael, he said, Is Tana Demapik Liyodos Min Lindor Neder, V'Is Tana Demapik Min Kachol Yotzevi Piv Yaseh. There's another puzzle, the puzzle of Kachol Yotzevi Piv Yaseh. That puzzle teaches me that you have to do back-to-back, that you have to do two Nazirus, that because anything, literally anything that comes out of your mouth, you got to do. So if you say it twice, so then you would have to be on Nazir twice. Okay, fine. Amar Mar, Uman Nedarim, Yover Bival Yachal, Uval Ta'acher, right? We pointed out that just like by Nedarim, a person can violate the Isser of going against what he said and the Isser of delaying what he promised to do. If a person says, I'm going to, you know, bring this bread to the Beis HaMikdash, so he can violate that by eating the bread, and he can also violate the issur of delaying by just never bringing it, or bring it as, you know, well, in the halachos, let's say after three regalim or whatever, meaning, so you have very simple by Nedarim, right, how you can violate what you said, or violate the issur of delaying to fulfill what you said. So that's, but by Nazir, that's a kind of a funny thing. That's what the Gemara asks. Bishlam about Yachal ben Nedarim, it makes a lot of sense. You can violate the Isser of not doing what you promised to do by a Neder. Mishkach is like, you go into Amaki Gerzu Ocha Velo Achla. You can find it in the case where you said you would eat this food and you didn't. Right? So very simple. So over Mishlam Bal Yachal Devaro, right? He violates the Isser of, you don't go against your word. Don't go against something you promised to do. Elabal Yachal ben Nazirus. But how in the world can you violate the Isser of going against what you said you're going to do by a Nazir? Hechi Mishkachsla, why do you have a case like that? Because, what's the problem? What do you mean? If you violate, I don't know, it should be a very easy solution. You guys should promise to be a Nazir and then not keep the halachas of Nazir. Problem is that if a person promises to be a Nazir and doesn't keep the halachas of Nazir, he's violating his Nazirus. He's not violating Bal Yachal. He's came into Amar Harini Nazir. When a person says, back in the Gemara, when a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, have a Nazir, he could be a Nazir. And Ochal, then if he eats grapes, come live with Val Yochal. This is an Isser of don't eat grapes. Shasa, if he drinks wine, come live with Val Yishta. He violates the Isser of don't drink wine, but he's not violating Bal Yachal. He's violating those two specific Isurim to Nazir. So what do you mean you also violate Bal Yachal, right? Don't go against your word. By Nazir, you don't. If you would break your Nazirus, quote unquote, you would be violating other Isurim that have to do with Nazirus, not this Isur of Bal Yachal. This Gemara says, "Yeah, Amar Rava, Lava, Lava Shtayim." You know, you violate both. Right? You would violate both of those Isurim, and not just the specific ones by Nazir. Okay, so that one, that's a pretty simple answer. But Bal Ta'acher de Nazirus Meichu Mishkachasla. How can you delay fulfilling your Nazirus? And came to Amar Harini Nazir, Havelei Nazir. And once a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, so he's a Nazir. Right? Achal, and then in Kamle Blal Yochal, etc. And then if he eats grapes or drinks wine, etc., etc., he's violating his Nazirus. How can you go against the, how can you violate Bal Ta'acher, don't delay in fulfilling what you promised to do, by Naziris, you're a Nazir right away when you say you're going to be a Nazir. And if you tell me, Ba'omer Kishe'erza, hey, a Nazir, Vi Amar Kishe'erza, like about the Acher. If you tell me, well, maybe it's I'll be a Nazir whenever I want. But if you say I'll be a Nazir whenever I want, so then you're not violating Baal Ta'achar, right? You're a Nazir whenever you want. You could be a Nazir in 10 years from now, whatever. Right? You're not violating, you're not delaying what you promised to do. That's exactly what you promised to do. I'll be a Nazir whenever I feel like it. So Rava says, when a guy says, nope, I'm going to be a Nazir before I die. Because at that moment, right away, right, he has to be a Nazir because the person never knows when he's going to die. So it's just like the person says to his wife, this is your get, a moment before I die. And the halacha is asur lecha, but shurim miyad. If he's a kohen, she's no longer allowed to eat truma because maybe he's going to die that next moment, that next second. Right? Because we'll say maybe the guy's going to die in that second. So achanami, so here too, all right away. Right? The altar, avi nazir, he's going to be a nazir right away. Tamrina dilma. Hashtamayis, because we said maybe he's going to die, and so therefore, right, again, because then you can delay, right? That's a scenario where you could delay theoretically your nazirus. Okay, fine. Mitzvah, we'll see another answer to this tomorrow. But have a great Shabbos, everybody, and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.